Good morning, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. And today, let's give you a 5-minute tip of the day. This is going to be all about acids, continuing in my series about acids and why you should be putting acid on your face. You might have not thought that was the case. Acids have a very harmful, dangerous connotation. You imagine like your face turning red and peeling off, but that is not the case. The acids are one of the most commonly used ingredients in our skincare today, and they are really great for problem solving. So I've talked in the past about Retin A, which is retinoic acid, kojic acid, which is a lightener, and I've talked about hyaluronic acid, which is an amazing hydrator and used in our fillers. So today, let's talk about L-ascorbic acid or vitamin C. This is one of my favorite acids, and I'm hoping that all of you guys have started using vitamin C on your skin. Starting even at age 20 is the right time to use vitamin C. And vitamin C is an antioxidant. An antioxidant is something that prevents free radical oxidative damage on the surface of your skin. And I like to use vitamin C twice a day, but it is mandatory to use vitamin C every morning. You want to put vitamin C on to protect your skin, just like we put lemon on an avocado so it doesn't turn brown. We use vitamin C to prevent oxidative damage and brown spots on the surface of the skin. And vitamin C is often found as a serum, sometimes found as a lotion. You'll find it in many places, from Target to Nordstrom's to Sephora to doctor's offices. So you're going to wonder, well, isn't it all the same? Should I just get vitamin C wherever I can get it cheapest? No, definitely not. So first off, physician-grade products are the best. They are the strongest ingredients. So while you can pick up vitamin C products at Sephora and Nordstrom's, they will be anywhere from 2% to 5% vitamin C. Nothing stronger than that. 7% is the max I've ever seen in the over-the-counter products, whereas something like my vitamin C has 15% vitamin C. And it's super important to get something that is in a formulation that's heat-stable and it's not going to degrade. You want to find something in an opaque bottle that does not allow light to penetrate, because if it's in a clear bottle, light will penetrate and destroy the vitamin C in there. So those are a couple important tips. Number one, buy from a doctor's office. Physician strength ingredients are the strongest and the best, and often less expensive than the fancy brand names that have just watered down ingredients. And also to look for a very stable formulation of vitamin C that's in a good container that's not going to let light shine through it. So vitamin C and L-ascorbic acid, that's the synthetic version of vitamin C. They work to brighten the skin. It's really powerful to protect against photo damage and environmental damage and pollution and ultraviolet. And you also can use it in conjunction with other antioxidants, like vitamin E is often found in conjunction with vitamin C. In my skincare line, I have vitamin C in conjunction with kojic acid and vitamin E both together, because I really want the maximum for preventing oxidative damage. When sun hits your skin, it creates free radical damage. The free radical particles that are then created bounce around and destroy DNA and cause precancerous changes in your skin. So you really are doing really important service to your skin by using the vitamin C every day. This is kind of just like a medical therapy, because the more you use it, the more you prevent these possible sun damage changes. Photo damage, number one, leads to aging, and number two leads to skin cancer. So you really kind of want to prevent both. And you definitely want to use your sunscreen together with that. Vitamin C is a great brightener. That's one of the most important uses of it. So if you have some pigmentation and melasma, it will definitely help you by bleaching out some of those brown spots. Your skin will brighten very significantly. And I have seen such a huge improvement in my skin after switching to twice a day on my vitamin C regimen. I definitely encourage you guys to do that. Remember, vitamin C is one of these cofactors that's responsible in the production line of making collagen. You can't make collagen without vitamin C. So the more you use, the more beneficial to your skin. And that's my important tip of the day about this particular acid, ascorbic acid, also known as vitamin C. It's a mandatory thing starting at age 20. So if you're behind the eight ball and you haven't started yet, it's not too late. Just get on board. And there you have it. That's your tip for the day. Thanks for tuning in. I really appreciate it if you could rate and subscribe and follow me on Instagram at Beauty by Dr. K. Visit my webpage at beautybydrk.com. And definitely listen to our next podcast. Thanks so much. Take care.